The theme for World Food Day 2012 is Agricultural Cooperatives, Key to Feeding the World, coupled with the United Nations Declaration of 2012 as the International Year of Cooperatives. With me here is Siobhan Kelly, an agribusiness economist at FAO in Rome. Hello, Siobhan.
Hello, good afternoon.
Could you kindly tell me what you're doing and how your work fits in the World Food Day theme and International Year of Cooperatives? What is the linkage?
Well, the overall linkage, I think, goes back maybe 20 years as FAO has been focused on strengthening linkages between smallholder farmers and markets to improve livelihoods, reduce poverty, and improve food security. Within that context, farmer organizations are seen as a crucial actor to be able to allow smallholder farmers aggregate supply, benefit from economies of scale, to have a voice for lobbying, for interacting also with the more professional agribusiness sector. So I think within that context then that's the role that FAO has been playing. Recently, a lot of governments in Africa, for instance, Uganda, Rwanda, Kenya, for instance, have been reviewing their policies with respect to farmer organizations and looking at and viewing farmer organizations as a key actor in developing and modernizing their food systems. So I think that we're definitely moving in the right direction. I think that, as I said, a lot of the work that organizations, that NGOs, that technical agencies are doing in the field have a lot to contribute to policy makers' efforts in that regard. And that,
And as far as FAO is concerned, to end with, what are the perspectives? How far can we go in helping strengthening farmers' organizations towards better market access?
I think there's on various levels there's a lot that can be done from the policy level. I think generally easing the cost of doing business with farmer organizations is something that is particularly important. At another level, strengthening the actual human capacity of farmer organizations so that they're run in a transparent and efficient way. I think more linkages with the agricultural universities, with agricultural colleges, so that they offer a pool of qualified and high caliber people, homegrown caliber, high caliber staff for these organizations. I also think that looking at policies that are not, I think this is particularly difficult for policymakers in the sense that policies need to be designed in such a way that they can be adapted and applied at the district level. So developing policies that cover a range of organizations and a range of farming systems, for instance, but at the same time can be applied to specific contexts to improve how business at the local level takes place, because that is where smallholders are, it's where smallholders do business. So,
and where has it worked?
Where has it worked? From some of the activities that FAO has been supporting, for instance, in Cameroon, we've been working with a range of cooperatives in the east, in the southern and western provinces, on the commercialization of cassava and also oil palm. working with farmer organisations on one hand to strengthen their capacity to interact more professionally with agribusiness, and also an important aspect of that work has been also working with the buyers to understand what their risks are when they do business with smallholder-based organisations, and equally to understand what their needs are in order to improve how they procure from smallholders is an important aspect of that. So not only in Cameroon, we've been working in a range of countries across Africa, the Pacific, the Caribbean. So it's an important job now for us to consolidate those lessons and make them public good.